Here is our main story on the Rated R Safety Show.
So I want to talk about this because I think it's always an interesting time. And, you know, we talk about all kinds of interesting stuff that goes on. And we talk about things like when the worst incidents happen. We talk about things of how you can change some of the things inside of your organization. I mean, we talk about here, there, everywhere, everything that's going on. And today I want to talk about some things that I thought was pretty interesting to talk about. So if you are a user of a cell phone, which most of us are, you are aware how prominent and important these devices can be when you're trying to do work and so on. And sometimes when you're doing some of these things, the littlest thing can have the biggest effect. And I'm talking about, well, the littlest thing being a fluctuation in service, a fluctuation in things that are going on. So recently, major network outage at our radio station. And I'm not going to lie, I want to share this with you for us to just to have information. So everything that we have is controlled remotely one way, shape, or form. Normally cloud services. Same way that probably most of the things that you have are the same way in regards of work that you do, stuff that you do at your home, things along those lines. But the way that we interact with our servers is normally remote cloud access. Well, come last Friday, there was an issue with our service provider and the system was down. Come to find out there was some work being done outside of the studio that somebody cut the line. That's what ended up taking place. But we had no service to get into our servers, which made it a little bit exciting. So you get to play with some other stuff to make sure on how you're going to upload some of the information for us to be able to interact. So with that being said, our server went down, so we were able to get another internet provider to come through and provide internet service as we were attempting to do other things as we were making the discovery that our internet was down. Cool. All of a sudden, boom, when we put the newer system into our network, it caused the network to go caboodle because it didn't understand what was going on. All of a sudden, now we had two forms of internet coming into one system that the network was saying, what did you just do here? Causing it to go, I don't know, I don't know. One is down and one is up. And here's the fun part. I don't mention this to be braggadocious, to be like, hey, yeah, I was able to get two internet service providers in a relatively quick period of time. That's not what I'm talking about. What I'm talking about is that sometimes we have things in place that we would consider fail-safes. I have a fail-safe in regards of a hotspot on a phone that might be able to assist with some of the things that are going on. Sometimes those are sufficient, sometimes they're not. What I'm talking about here is that sometimes we have to make other plans to make sure that our fail-safes are in place for other things to be able to work. But what happens when the fail-safe causes an issue? You see the change in systems there? You see the change in pace there? Now, that's the thing. Here's the thing. When we start talking about having fail-safes, safeguards, in regards of verifying how our systems will work, how do you ever test them? Yeah, you heard me there. How do you test them? Because I had an event occur and was able to test post, but here was the problem. It was already going in full speed as things were happening. Boom, boom. Now, keep in mind, mine is very simple. It is a internet service. It is a service. Hey, yes, we were not able to get video to you, but we were able to get audio to you on Friday. But that's the things that I talk about. Fail-safes is what we talk about. Safeguards is what we talk about. But we never talk about truly testing on how it's going to work. And that's something I got to learn last week. How do we test it? Because you don't want to test something extreme, but sometimes you have to put those things into practice on how they're going to work. Now, we can talk about hazard matrix and all that fun stuff, but it doesn't change anything in talking about it. It's about the testing on how the protocol will work. So here's my question to you. When was the last time you tested your protocol on your failsafes? If it's something you haven't done in a long time or something you haven't done at all, maybe it's time to give a consideration in doing so.
Oops, what did he just say?
We at Safety FM don't always agree with viewpoints of our hosts and guests.
Now back to real safety talk on Safety FM.
Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the home of real safety talk.
You are listening to Safety FM. We'll be right back.